Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. And the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Money Plane.
Is that really the title?
That is the title. Released straight to on-demand in 2020, this action film stars Adam Copeland, Kelsey Grammer, and a blink-and-you'll-miss-a performance from Denise Richards. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was not my cup of tea. In fact, this is the type of movie I like the least. It's just a nothing. If I wasn't doing this podcast, I don't think I'd even remember I saw this movie. What about you?
No, this was not my cup of tea. There's good movies, there's bad movies, there's good bad movies, and then there's whatever this is. It's not fun to watch. I wouldn't recommend it.
So Tim, for folks who haven't seen it, tell them about it.
When a professional thief and his team botch an art heist, they are set up to take down an airborne casino called the Money Plane. Yes, that really is what it's called. Michael, you say this wasn't your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
When you watch a movie like Money Plane, you know that you're not going to be watching high art. You're looking for a good time, and this one doesn't deliver on that. It's not a good, bad movie. It's just stupid, and not even in fun ways. There's so many layers to this, and where it strikes and misses. The action is bad. The dialogue is bad. The way it's shot is bad. I never even felt like I was on a plane when I was looking at this.
A good bad movie has to have some sort of perspective or point of view. The director really needs to give it something in order for this movie to be memorable. The director doesn't give this anything. It's shot generically. The sets look like they're borrowed from a summer drama camp. The actors have no charm, no charisma, and there's really just nothing going on here.
The action in it is also incredibly low stakes. Normally your good bad movies come in with really strong action sequences. This one has multiple scenes where characters are punching each other and nothing's achieved. There's even a scene where when the crew is taking over the money plane and taking the cockpit, they fight the pilot, knock him out. And I guess they just need more runtime, so the pilot like wakes up and they fight him again. It's the same scene twice, it just for no reason. It makes all the action really cheap then, because you feel like there's no consequences.
Again, with one of these movies, I think you've got to have stakes, and you've got to have somebody who really believes in this project. Whether it's the lead actor who's committed 1,000% to his role, whether it's the director who thinks he's making a masterpiece, this movie doesn't have any of that. I can't tell if anybody even cares that they're in this movie. There's no stakes to this film, and it's just a slog to get through.
They came in with a concept, this idea of this money plane, this casino in the sky, and that's really all they brought to the table. It actually is a cool idea. It sounds like something you'd hear out of a Bond movie. In the end, that's all they have, and they don't have any premise to actually make that land as a concept.
Was there anything you enjoyed about the film?
At 1 hour and 20 minute runtime, it at least didn't take too much of my day. It's barely a feature-length movie. Honestly, it feels more like a pilot episode for a new action show that we haven't watched yet. So that's a positive, I guess, is it didn't take a lot of time.
The only thing that I enjoyed was Kelsey Grammer occasionally is giving it a little bit more than he needs to. But other than that, there's not much I enjoyed about the film.
Tim, when would you recommend somebody watch this?
I definitely wouldn't. I don't think there's anything to recommend here. I didn't enjoy the film at all. What about you, Michael?
Yeah, Tim, I agree. This one was a really big slog. I wouldn't recommend it. It's not my cup of tea. Thank you to our listener, Ben Sue, who brought this one forward. We didn't love this one, Ben, but we love getting recommendations from our listeners, and we always will give them a watch. So keep them coming.
Thank you guys very much for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.